the American Jobs Act includes $9 billion for programs within the STA, and that's, you know, something approaching a 90% single-year increase, which would really let us accelerate forward certain high policy, you know, high priority policy areas, most especially the state of good repair of our transit systems. And we've got, I'm sure you've heard and seen reports that the FTA has put out over the last couple of years regarding the challenge of critical deferred maintenance, both in rail and bus systems, but especially in some of our older rail systems. Just the top seven systems are carrying a deferred backlog of some $50 billion. And when you expand that to the broader transit universe, the estimate is more like $78 billion. So we've got a lot of projects that are necessary just to maintain, you know, reliable and desirable service for current commuters before we even tackle the challenge of trying to grow transit ridership, which we're doing through other programs. So six of the $9 billion in the American Jobs Act is devoted to state of good repair. And, you know, we see projects all over the country that are really ready to go, have a lot of their environmental work done, are designed, things that like substations serving the SEPTA system or the Cleveland Rail system that are, you know, literally 80 years old, but are supporting millions of passengers.